Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to the 6A1 semifinal. It is now official. It is over, and Union has stunned number one undefeated Jinx 45-21. The 11-0 Jinx Trojans suffer their first loss of the season. They're just filing out of the stadium now, heading to their buses. They head back to Jinx. Their season is over. And what a stunner this was tonight here, Zach Jones. I'll tell you, just an incredible performance by the Union Redskins. It was all tied up at 7-7 after the first quarter. Union held a 21-14 advantage at the half, then outscored Jinx 24-7 in the second half. That, by the way, ends a four-game win streak Jinx had over Union here. The Trojans, in fact, had won seven of the last eight games against the Redskins, but not tonight. Union dominates in the second half, wins it 45-21.
Well, they won when it counts, and they won tonight on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And what a big, you always want your line of scrimmage to play well, and you can't say enough about them, but guess what happens when they play well? Shamari Brooks has a career night. Tonight, 186 yards on the ground, 73 yards in the air. This guy was all over the place tonight, and just making people miss and just making them look like they weren't even able to tackle him. 259 yards total tonight with four touchdowns against notably one of the best defenses in the league this year.
And that's now 26 touchdowns on the season for the Shamari Brooks. And the University of Tulsa, Coach Philip Montgomery, going to love having him in their backfield next season. He just runs so hard, has great speed, great control. Doc Blevins is down on the field waiting for Kirk to finish up his TV interview.
Coach is on TV interviews. Let me go ahead and talk to Shamari and Lee. Is that all right?
Yeah, our player of the game, Shamari Brooks, 259 total yards, Doc, four touchdowns.
259 total yards, four touchdowns. Pretty good game.
Yeah, I mean, the defense gave us great opportunities to get the ball, and offensive line played exceptionally well. So when things like that roll, I mean, you can't be stopped.
You know, you've been player of the game a few times, but you know every time, and you always bring it up, is that if it wasn't for the offensive line, that wouldn't be happening. So you represent them, too. What a team performance tonight.
It was a great team performance. Like I said, defense played lights out, kept Corwin contained, kept the receivers contained. It was just an all-around exceptional job.
And what a big deal it was when they scored on that run back, and then we turned around and ran one right back.
That's just jinxing Union football. I mean, scoring back and forth. We knew it was going to be a shootout. It was just a great game.
How does it feel knowing that you got a big win, but this is also your last Union Jinx game?
It kind of hurts on the inside. I mean, there's no atmosphere like Union and Jinx. I mean, lots of fans, community behind you. It's nothing like it at all.
This whole community was watching the game on TV the night, the ones that weren't here, and the TU fans who got to really be looking forward to having Shamari Brooks in their backfield next few years.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I hope they've seen what I can do, and hopefully they're behind me.
Well, congratulations. One more big night. Hey, you got back at one team that beat you early. Now you got a chance to get back to one more.
Yes, sir. Get a chance to Norman North in the championship.
And you got a week off to work on it.
Yeah, we can get healthy, get everybody back, and hopefully make a chance at this championship.
Well, Shamari, congratulations on being player of the game, and we're also doing a defensive player of the game. So, Lee Barnes, come on in here. What a team performance it was tonight.
Yeah, we have been practicing all week. We wanted to get another chance to play him, and we did, and came out, executed everything we wanted to do.
Now, do you feel the same way about next game coming up? You got another chance against those guys.
Yes, sir. We got 2 weeks to prepare, so we're coming ready. We're going to be ready.
Were you surprised about how dominant you guys were tonight, or did you feel that coming?
Yeah, I felt it coming. You know, it was an intense week of practice all week, a lot of fights. You know, but we came together as a family and got it done.
Well, congratulations. The defense did a great job against a great offense. I mean, they've been scoring minimum of 50 on people all year long, and you held them to 21. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yes, sir. You know, we came out, we just wanted to do it for each other. We came out and said, play for the guy next to you. It's bigger than just yourself, you know. And we came out and just executed good.
Well, you know, a lot of guys could have been player of the game tonight. A lot of things going on. I do want to point out one play. When they scored on that kickoff run back, and Trey turned around and just did it to him next go around, that had to be huge.
Yeah, I knew Trey Warnick, and me and Trey have been talking all week about how we haven't won it in a long time. We'd We wanted it for the team. We just came out and got it done.
Well, congratulations and for being player of the game. And we're going to sit over here and see if we can get Coach Frederick.
All right, Doc, it's all yours down there. Kirk Frederick.
You want me to go ahead and?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely, Doc. You and Kirk Frederick down there. Union Redskins winning coach.
Well, I do have, got to let everybody congratulate him here. Coach Frederick, congratulations on a big, big win tonight.
It was. It's a real big win. I think when I was standing there with those kids, I couldn't have been more proud. You know, this group of seniors won their first game against Jinx, you know, as sophomores. And then they've dropped four in a row to those guys. And so for them to finish off their senior year with a win like that against Jinx, it's not finished off completely. But if you talk about the Jinx series, I'm really proud of those seniors.
I might be wrong, but to me, this seems like it was the most complete game your team played this year.
Yeah, I think it was. You know, I think coming through the adversity, I think, was the biggest growth that I saw from our kids. You know, to start the game being down seven, giving up a big play. They really didn't flinch. They just went right back to work. Yeah, the big kick return, you know, didn't flinch. We just went right back to work, obviously pretty quick there with Trey Brown on the touchdown.
That had to be a huge momentum deal right there because they were feeling really good about themselves on the other side.
Yeah, they really, you know, obviously it's a game of momentum where every play is celebrated. And we just told our guys, you know, you get ahead by seven, that's not enough. We want to go to 14. And we just kept adding points together, and pretty soon we had a pretty good score.
When's the last time we dominated both sides of the line like that against Jinx?
Gosh, it's been a while, but the defensive front did a great job, offensive front. Usually when you have an opportunity for your line to play well, you're going to win. And whether you're on the good side or the bad side, it comes down to the linemen.
Well, you got revenge on the first loss of the year, and you got a chance in a couple of weeks to get even with that second one.
Yeah, we're excited to be playing anybody in the finals, and obviously our kids will be familiar with Norman North from, you know, playing them earlier in the season.
Well, hey, it's cold, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll be talking again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Back up to Chris.
All right, Doc, go get warm. Coach Rutter, congratulations from Zach Jones and me and the Johnsons up here in the booth. What a fantastic victory as Union goes to 10-2, knocking off number one undefeated Jinx 45-21 tonight. We'll be back to do a scoring recap, talk about the stats, and look ahead to the state championship finals 2 weeks from tonight. Again, Tulsa Union outscoring number one undefeated Jinx 24-7 in the second half and winning it going away 45-21 to set up a chance again to play for a gold ball in their first state title since 2011. We'll take another break here on Redskins Football on KRMG 102.3 740 Tulsa.
Hi, this is Dr. James Webb, Tulsa's osteoporosis expert. What do you think of when you hear the word osteoporosis? Do you think of a little old lady? Well, you might as well think of a soccer mom or a working man, because oftentimes that's who gets struck with osteoporosis, a special type of osteoporosis called secondary osteoporosis. Now, I've said osteoporosis about 20 times, but all it means is weak bones. Osteo, bone. Porous means weak, like it has holes in it, like a sponge. So weakened bones can strike at any age, but usually they occur due to medications like steroids or Prilosec or antidepressants, things like that. So if you have back pain, have been told that you had a fracture, didn't have a good reason for it, or just had pain that no one's been able to fix, it could be due to weakened bones. If you're concerned about your bone health, call us at 918-260-9322. 260-9322 or drjameswebb.com. We're good to your bone.
I'm here again with Ralph, Oklahoma's remodeler of the year that doesn't actually do any remodeling.
I don't have to. I just send everybody over to Natural Stone Interiors at 611 West Breckenridge, just southwest of 151st and Memorial. Or naturalstoneinteriors.net. Ed and Angelia Swanson take it from there. Kitchen counters, bathroom counters, and floors and showers, living room floors, even outdoor kitchens. And if anything goes wrong with any of Natural Stone Interiors' work,
I know if it's fixable, they'll fix it for as long as you live there.
It's their 100%. 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Okay, let's say I discover a chip on my counter. Is that fixable?
Well, that would depend. If it's a potato chip, you'll want to eat it before the kids get home. If it's a poker chip, get it out of there before your wife sees it. If it's a cow chip, well, you might have a deeper problem there.
It's a chip on the countertop, and I don't know how it happened.
Oh, well, yeah, they can fix that.
Well, if Natural Stone Interiors can fix just about everything, what are you asking me all these dumb questions for?
I don't know, just curious, I guess. Got a lot of time on my hands, you know.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa delivered East Tulsa's brand new 10 Gym next to Community Thrift on 31st Street.
10 Gym grand opening now. Join Preferred for $1. Only $1. Experience a high-performance floor in the private Zumba, yoga, and boot camp studio. Free high-tech tanning, upscale locker rooms with saunas, available supervised childcare, and bring a guest for free every day, every time.
The new 10 Gym East Tulsa. Over 26,000 square feet of cardio with private TVs, full-line free weight areas, and open 24 hours. 10 Gym Basic, $10 a month, no contract. Only $10 a month. No contract, no commitment.
Join the new and open East Tulsa 10 Gym or at 10gym.com for $1. Only $1. Santa says... Join the spectacular new 10 Gym, 31st Street, next to Community Thrift in Prior Village for $1. Only $1.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
We bring you back to Owosso Stadium, Owosso, Oklahoma, the neutral side of the state 6A1 semifinal game here on the eastern side of Oklahoma, where number one, Jenks, undefeated 11-0, falls to number three, 9-2 Union, 45-21. It was just a year ago that Jenks was ranked number three, Union number one, and the Trojans eliminated Union in the state semifinal, winning 33-17. Then they came back and won the Backyard Bowl to start this season, September 9th, 35-28. They had a string of four straight wins over Union High School, but not this time. Jenks has been stopped on their try for a fifth straight state title and their 17th in school history as they go down to defeat, upset by Union tonight, 45-21. Zach, wrap it up for us, the scoring, and it was back and forth for the first half at least.
I tell you, that first half was back and forth, and coming out of second half, Jenks kicks off to Union, and they drive right down the field like they did in the first half and were stopped short and had to make a field goal. So they put 3 points on the board to go up 24-14 in this first scoring position of the second half, and then the ensuing kickoff is when all the excitement happens. The 90-yard kick return by Jordan Curtis all the way back down to put Jenks back on the board quick to 24-21, and everybody got a little bit nervous. The ensuing kickoff, Trey Brown gets his hands on the ball and takes off like a rocket down the sideline and puts it in the end zone. So back-to-back kickoff returns, 90 yards for Jenks, 99 yards to Union, and Union takes the lead back to 31-21 and never looked back. At that point, it was a Shamari Brooks show, folks. Shamari was able to do whatever Shamari wanted to do tonight, running behind the line of scrimmage. That was a complete domination. The holes were big, and Shamari, when there was somebody in his way, he completely avoided them. He went 22 yards for a touchdown. The next score, 38-21, with the kick being good. And then they drive back down again and go 32 yards. Shamari Brooks on a pass this time, a swing pass off to the left side. He goes straight downfield, north and south, cuts across traffic, and is untouched all the way into the end zone. I'm telling you, that was a great time tonight watching Shamari Brooks run behind the line of scrimmage. And with those stats behind the line of scrimmage, Shamari and that line picks up 252 yards on the ground tonight against Jenks. That's outstanding. And 172 in the air. So 424 yards of total offense. So Davenport, two touchdowns through the air of 172 yards. Davenport, 62 on the ground. Brooks, 186 on the ground. Just consistently driving down the field. And across in the touchdowns on the other side, Moore had one touchdown in the air, and Brooks had one in the air. So great stats for the Union. And then for Jenks, just quickly to wrap that up, 191s for Corwin, 190 yards in the air, and then on the ground, 14 for Corwin, 15 for Curtis, 24 for Thompson. There again, that line of scrimmage just dominated that defensive front, and they could not move the ball on defense. So there it was, folks. That was it. 190 in the air, 53 yards of offense on the ground. So that's just dominated.
This evens Coach Kirk Frederick's record against Jenks, by the way, to 10 wins, 10 losses. for Alan Trimble. This was his 35th time to meet his rival, Union Redskins. His record now goes to 20-15. So the jinx season is over. Our congratulations, though, again, to Alan Trimble and his outstanding football program, and another great season for them. And our best wishes and prayers, of course, with Alan Trimble and what he and his family are going through with that ALS diagnosis a few months ago. But certainly Union was the dominant team here tonight, as the Redskins will have a chance to play for a ninth gold ball. Kirk Frederick has done quite a job here, and now after having a chance, a string of putting together a consecutive championship games in 2008 through 2011. They're back in the state championship game 2 weeks from tonight against Norman North, who defeated Mustang 69-42. Norman North will be 12-0 and come into the number one ranking. We'd assume Union moves up to number two with a 10-2 record. That should be some kind of football game. We believe it will be at Chapman Stadium at TU in 2 weeks. We'll know all that officially after the weekend here. But what a performance, and what a season it's been, and what a comeback for the Union Redskins.
It's been exciting. A lot of fun football and ups and downs this year, but right now it's on a high. And like Doc said to Coach, it's the best football they've played all year consistently all the way through the game. And, man, did they just dominate on both sides.
Outscoring Jenks 24-7 in that second half as they go on to a 45-21 victory. And Union will play for the gold ball in the state championship of Oklahoma in 2 weeks against Norman North. Now for Zach Jones, for Richard and Jeff Johns, and for our studio engineer Mike Downing, this is Chris Lincoln saying thanks for joining us here on Union Redskins football. Be back in 2 weeks, hopefully playing for us, winning a state championship again for the Union Redskins. So long, everyone. Have a great weekend.